Hey everybody, welcome to the 500th episode of the Wednesday Conversation. I'm Bethany Gilbert, and I'm here with Bob Thune and Dusty White and Mike Kresnick of Formdale Church and Chris Hemmelman of First City Church. And guys, we made it. 500 episodes.
Welcome back, Bethany. Welcome back, Mike. So good to have you guys here for this historic episode. Wow.
Old friends hanging out.
And hey, before we say anything else, so many people that we need to credit today for snacks.
This is like a whole episode just on
We probably have 30 minutes of credits here right now. I'm a little bit exaggerated.
This is the part where you say, this podcast is brought to you by.
That's right. Quick word for our sponsors. First of all, I want to thank Zach, our editor, and Lindsay, who made a special trip today to pick us up 3 pizzas provided by our friend Camille from Long Island.
Thanks, Camille.
Camille, so over and above. I thought Camille was getting us 1 pizza, and Lindsay walked in with 3 pizzas. So now we're feeding the entire Cormdale building and anyone who's coming to worship practice tonight. There's just a lot of food here. But not only do we have pizza, also 4 different dessert. Would you call them dessert
type?
Yeah,
desserts.
I got them all on my plate
right
now.
Chris has them all sitting in front of him. So
if I make it out of here without going into a sugar coma, that'll be an accomplishment.
Kelsey Bear, Amos Christner, Sarah Love, Katrina Karasev all brought various baked goods. And by the way, if there were 4 people who I would want to put in a bake-off against each other, it's probably those 4 human beings.
Yes.
They take their craft seriously. And Chris is enjoying all of their craft.
I don't even like red velvet cake, but this is amazing.
So basically what happened is I didn't even know all this stuff was going to come here. Dustin and I were in a meeting. I came out of the meeting. People were like, hey, there's all this food here for the Wednesday conversation. So I basically, our whole team right now, just anybody who walks in the building is enjoying something. So if you happen to stop by today at Cormdale, courtesy of Wednesday Conversation listeners, and then Dusty went across the street to get us some special treats today.
Yeah, because Goose, who relocated to Raleigh, North Carolina, said, hey, Camille gets a lot of airtime for her contributions. And I just think if you're going to have pizza from Camille, you probably ought to have some beers with the pizza. So
beers from Goose.
So Goose, thanks, man.
So you basically went across the street to the Casual Pint.
I did.
Our local pub, and you brought back some beers.
I got back, I brought back 4 or 5 beers exactly.
We don't usually drink alcohol while recording the Wednesday conversation, but in this case, it's our 500th episode. We're just toasting. We're toasting what God's done for five. Yeah.
So cheers.
Cheers, everyone. So this is our 500th episode, and we thought, man, what a fun opportunity to step back and just sort of celebrate some of the joys of doing something together for what has now been 10 years.
Yeah. Bob, do you want some stats?
I would
you
love some stats.
Just want to go down some data.
Give us some data points.
Okay. So over the past 10 years, we've been doing this podcast for 10 years. 20,000 people have visited our website and listened to an episode on our website.
Great.
So that's cool. You guys want to know what the most popular episode on our website
is? Oh, wow.
Is?
Hang on. Maybe.
I feel like we should guess.
Let's guess. What do you think it would be, Bethany?
Come back to me.
I mean, there are 500 of them to choose from.
Right. The one on the Nephilim.
Yeah.
That's just recency bias.
I mean, I don't know.
Although I have heard from a lot of people like, oh, that was interesting.
Yeah. On Apple, the most popular episodes are the Genesis episodes.
Are they really?
Good work. Yeah. The most popular episode on our website that people go to is the LuLaRoe and the
Shut Up
episode.
Unbelievable.
No.
Why August, is that?
No.
1,700 people have gone to our website to listen to that episode.
That
August,
was my worst nightmare.
That was your first episode, wasn't it?
It was her first appearance. Here's a little clip.
I envy you guys because you probably don't get invited to these things.
I certainly like, don't.
That's what we
but my wife does.
Yeah.
You need to start a man-focused MLM.
Is there any men-focused?
I'm sure there's some
focused
getting started right now.
Yeah.
Oil. There are some coming next week. Bethany, keep going.
No, it's the 2 things on Facebook are politics and for women and MLM
and
like
MLM.
LuLaRoe and Senegence or Lip Sense or something. I don't know. It's awful.
Bethany, that was such a great presence right there.
Oh yeah. Love that.
It's all
moment
to
of history
to your own voice,
commenting right on multi-level marketing.
Yeah.
Hey, where's LuLaRoe at now?
No
answer.
out of business. Really? I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
That's because we did an episode and all the people were like,
exposed them.
Maybe it's all the former people who were coming to listen to our episode so they could bail out.
We saved 1,700 people from getting stuck in that. I mentioned the Genesis episodes have been popular on Apple. The most popular episode on Apple is episode number 347, the Mars Hill podcast.
Oh, wow. Of course. That
makes sense.
That gets a lot of love. Shout out to all of our listeners across the countries. We have over 6,000 people in the United States that listen. We have 152 people in Canada.
That's that away, Canada.
We're big with the Canadians.
Yeah, that's the next number two country that listens to us. City-wise, Omaha, we have 2,000 people listening, and that's obvious because we're in Omaha. But New York City coming in at second with 1,002 people.
It's all Camille's friends.
Yeah.
That away,
Camille and her people.
Good work.
Yeah. So those are some fun stats.
I mean, that's great. What I want to tell the story of how this podcast started, because it's sort of a funny, and you're going to have to fill in some gaps for me, because it was you, me, and Mike when we started, right?
With like a curtain.
Chris didn't even live here yet.
No.
Bethany wasn't on the team yet.
Nope.
Yeah.
And
it was back at the office at Davenport Street.
The Dodge Street office. Yeah. So we had this was, there was a shale oil boom going on in North Dakota. You might remember this in the early 20-teens, 2013, 14.
I remember that because my brother-in-law was there making a lot of money.
Yeah, he was. And you were telling me, like, this is how much money these guys make it every month. And I was like, that's insane. My parents had moved to North Dakota about that time. These were the stories. Number one, you could not find an apartment or a house anywhere in a population center in North Dakota because there were so many oil workers coming there to work, and they pay these guys a lot of money, and they pay them right away every week. And so, you know, the rents were crazy high. You could not buy a Ford F-150 in the state of North Dakota because all the oil workers were like buying up the vehicles. So anyway, in the midst of all this, Brent Webb, who was a part of Quorumdale, got a job driving a truck up in the oil fields in North Dakota. And it was a job where he's like, you're going to go work for, I don't know, how is the shifts work up there, Dusty?
Go sit in this truck, drive around, make a lot of money. And
you're like, I mean, on for 2 weeks, two and weeks off for a
on,
week or something.
On 2 weeks, off 2 weeks.
Okay.
Wow.
So he was doing this 2 weeks in North Dakota, and then he'd come back to Omaha for 2 weeks. And he came to me one Sunday and said, hey, I sit in a truck for like 14 hours a day, and you guys put out one sermon a week. And he was like, I just need some stuff to listen to. He's like, I don't care what it is. I just like, I'm sitting in a truck for 14 hours a day. It'd be cool if there was some more content for me to, you know, that was helping me grow. And so with that feedback, I was like, actually, that'd be really easy to do. And that's a good idea, because it clued me into the fact that that was at a point in time when, you know, podcasts weren't like they are today. I mean, podcasting now is experiencing a huge boom. But that was at a time where there still wasn't a ton of podcasts outside of news and sermons. Mm-hmm. And so I realized, well, I want to meet Brent's request there, because I feel like he's reflecting something where even if you're just going to the gym to work out, taking your dog for a walk, there are lots of moments in the day where we could be sprinkling things into people's lives that would help them grow in Christ, help them think about the world in a biblical way. And so two podcasts kind of grew out of that conversation. One is the Daily Liturgy podcast, but the other was the Wednesday Conversation. And so I think I said to Dusty and Mike, hey, let's just try sitting down and just doing like a midweek podcast that's not a sermon. And it's just, let's just talk about, I don't know, spiritual formation or what's going on in the world or culture. What do you remember about the very first episodes?
We had set up a square table in a closet, or maybe a janitor's room or something.
You work with what you got.
Yeah. And we had really four terrible microphones that we used.
Probably the ones we bought when we planted the church.
Yeah. They were vocal mics. Yeah. They're Shure vocal mics that we used for the worship team. And I had an old horse blanket that I bought down in Mexicali, Mexico once. And I hung that from the ceiling to kind of provide some soundproofing.
That's right.
And for the vibes.
Oh yeah. Killer studio.
The vibes were amazing.
And that's what it was. That's what I remember. It was in that very narrow closet. We kind of had to like shimmy across the wall.
I feel like I've seen a picture of this somewhere. You guys like took a selfie or something.
What was the date of the first episode?
It was, I will pull it up right now.
March 2014.
Yeah, it was March 2014. I'll give you the exact date. March 26th, 2014.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you guys have been doing it about a year when I jumped on.
When you came to the team.
Yeah. Do you guys want to hear a little bit of the first episode?
I was going to say, do you have the first episode?
Here it is.
Welcome to the Wednesday Conversation. I'm Mike Kresnick, and I'm here with Pastor Bob Thune and Pastor Dusty White of Cormdale Church. Every Wednesday, we're going to sit down and talk about how the gospel of Jesus Christ connects to the questions and issues of everyday life. The goal of this podcast is to equip our own church for discipleship and mission. So if you're a Christian or a church leader in another context, we invite you to listen in, and we pray that the things we're going to talk about might also be helpful to you as you minister in your own context. Today, we're going to talk about conversion.
So you're saying we've been using the same exact script for 10 years.
Nice. For some reason, we had the outro in the intro for a number of episodes. So,
hey, what was the music there?
That was Phoenix, 1901.
I like that you're just like, all right, Phoenix, we're going to use it.
Yeah.
Did we stick with that one, or did we just mix them up?
We went to Beautiful Eulogy. We had some hip-hop beats in there. We had a number of different songs before we settled on the Josh Garrels.
Yeah, yeah.
We had some Envy Corn there for a minute, didn't we?
Maybe, yeah.
That's a nice youthful Mike Kresnick voice. It's who you are now, just at a little youthful.
So I went back and I was listening through old episodes, and all of us sound so young. Like children
sound
like children.
The smoker voices we all have now.
Yeah.
Without the smoking.
I remember the first episode that I heard before we had moved here. I think it was in motion for us to come to Cormdale to do the residency. And it was an episode with Carly.
Yeah.
At the time, Carly Hunzinger. And they were talking something with like the finances of pastoral ministry.
Yeah.
And Mindy was like, immediately, we need to listen to this because we need to know how to do all this. So my wife was instantly hooked on the Wednesday Conversation.
That's what it's like. It's like a drug. We just want to get people hooked as fast as we can. That's great. I was trying to think about, in a minute, I'm going to read a list of all the guests we've ever had, because I want to know who your favorite guest is.
Yeah.
But the first thing I want to know is, what's been your favorite snack of all time? Bethany, it was really kind of you that got the snack game happening regularly for us. Yeah. Thank you for making that change.
I feel like all I did was just start talking about how it would be nice to be eating food. And then people started sending us stuff.
The listeners responded.
That was great. My favorite snack, this is funny because I literally thought of this a couple weeks ago, and I was like, I should look that up and see if I could order it. Were those hot, like, cakes?
Yes.
Those, like, molten lava cakes or whatever. They were chocolate. Yeah.
The Seattle ones?
Yeah. That we, like, you bake and they cut into it and it just oozes chocolate.
That was crazy.
That was probably my favorite.
Courtesy of Derek Metzke in Seattle, Washington.
Right. Strong listener.
Yeah, strong listener. What about the rest of you? Are you agreeing that was your favorite, Dusty, or you got a different
one? That's top notch. I would also say basically anything from Amos Christner.
Yeah. Amos is, he's a faithful snack contributor.
He brought cheesecake today.
He did.
And he's brought delicious. Cinnamon rolls in the past.
Yeah, those cinnamon rolls are really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I might have to go with Bethany. I still think about those.
They were called a hot cake.
I'm just like, I remember those things were so good.
That's why you liked it.
I'm pretty sure I like woke up in the middle of the night and was like, hot cakes. I think that's what they're called. And I was like, I should order those.
I like the listeners who want to be creative with their snacks. So people like Amos who make something from scratch, or Kelsey and others who have done that. But I was thinking of the ones that have come from the furthest.
Mm.
Yeah.
South African snacks.
Mm. Respect.
We had some snacks from South Africa provided by a listener one time.
Yeah, we did. I actually have that clip right
now. Oh, my gosh.
You do?
What?
Just look at you.
Wow.
Let me read to you from the Wikipedia article, just so in case you want to know. Biltong is a form of dried cured meat which originated in Southern African countries. You're going to like this part. Various types of meat are used to produce it, ranging from beef to game meats such as ostrich or kudu.
Ooh.
So there you go.
Any chance this is ostrich?
It could be. I don't know what kind of biltong this is. The word biltong is from the Dutch bil, which means buttock, and tong, which means strip.
So
it's a butt strip.
Now we're getting down
to the nitty gritty.
Amazing.
There you go.
It is amazing.
So thank you, Kathleen, for introducing my podcast mates.
That definitely is the best snack story.
There you go.
Yeah.
Butt strip.
I mean, it's like.
Let's do that one again, Mike. We're just going to keep coming back to that
butt
one.
Strip.
Butt strip.
Yeah, butt strip. Yeah.
That clip sounds like if you hit the audio thing on Wikipedia, you know, just like you could have this read to you.
Yeah.
Butt strip.
How do you pronounce that?
Butt strip.
There it is. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was like, there was literally like 2 minutes of silence or like laughter.
You had to edit out, right?
Yeah. And we had to cut it down. Yeah.
Too much laughter. Cut it down. We're going to lose the listeners.
That was great. I didn't eat that, so I don't actually know if that was a good snack.
Chris, do you remember when you were in a public place and they said, wait, Chris Hemmelman, Wednesday conversation?
Oh, man, I've become podcast famous. It's that is one of the oddest things about meeting somebody at typically it's like an Acts 29 or a pastor's thing, and I'll introduce myself and like, oh, yeah, I listened to the Wednesday conversation. I feel like I know you and your voice, and it gets a little weird because they start acting like we're friends and I just met them. So, but you know, a kind of a byproduct of being part of this podcast is you become podcast famous.
Happens to you a lot, Dusty?
It happened to me at an institute that I was a part of. And this dude behind me is we're having a lunch break. And my buddy Clay, I'm sure he's listening. Clay's a faithful listener. Shout out to Clay. He hasn't sent any snacks though, if you know what I mean.
Come on, Clay.
But he'll come. 2025, the snacks are going to come from Clay. I can feel it. But he's talking to his table about the meta. You guys remember when we did the episode on the meta universe or whatever we called it? Mm-hmm. And I caught wind of this conversation. I was like, that's crazy that you guys are talking about this. Me and some friends just did a podcast on this like last week or 2 weeks ago or something like that. And he was like, yeah, I listened to the Wednesday conversation. And I was like, dude, Clay, tell me already. Like, we've been doing this thing together. Like, we gotta know these things.
Does this happen to you, Bethany? Do you go places and people are like, oh?
It did. I remember, I think there was an Acts 29 conference that we were at where somebody was like, Bethany Gilbert, I know you.
Oh, wow. That's like, awesome.
Do you really, though?
One of the things, looking back, so we have, Mike, thanks to your work and some other folks on our team, we have an entire archive of 10 years worth of the Wednesday conversations on the website at Quorumdale Church. You can just go listen to any episode you want from the last 500 of them. And looking back over that list this past week, I realized, man, we really have been actually ahead of the dialogue on a lot of important cultural topics where we talked about it, and then like a year later, everybody was talking about it. I think about that intersectionality podcast that we did in 2017. I think about some of the COVID stuff we did, some of the stuff that you did, a Stage 2 Exile. Remember that article that you brought us to talk about? And we were talking about the nature of exile, which seems like that's become more and more prevalent of a topic in the church. Seems like I've been thankful to think about, because part of what I wanted to do in this podcast when we started it was, how can we talk about some things that you're not going to preach a sermon about it? It's not going to come up in a gospel community, but we want to help Christians think through it and bring biblical wisdom to it. And it just feels like there's so many of those things that you're not going to talk about on a Sunday, but it's helpful to have some kind of a venue to help people think about them. And this podcast has kind of become that.
Well, and I just want to say, as I was reflecting, getting ready for this episode, I have learned a ton. Like, I have a stack of papers in my office in a bin of just Wednesday conversation articles. And it's mostly because of you, Bob, and Chris, and just surfacing these things. And then I'm reading about it and learning about it. And some people mess with me like offline. They'll be like, hey, you need to talk more in the Wednesday conversation. I'm like, I got nothing to say. Like, I'm in the room learning. Like, as I'm talking, I'm learning. And so giants. I've learned a lot. Yeah, giants. I've learned a lot over the last 10 years. So it's pushed me.
It is so, when you say that 10 years, it's so crazy to think, because it doesn't, for whatever reason, it doesn't feel like it's been 10 years. And then there are some, I think this goes back to times when someone says, oh, I listened to the Wednesday conversation. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm on a podcast. Like, I think there's ways in which this feels just very normal, like a thing that we do. And it really does have this impact. And we have been doing this for a long 500 episodes. It's hard to believe that it's 500 episodes.
I want to, that actually, there's a point I want to make there that I think is true for the average listener, just in terms of like spiritual formation, which is, if you put something in your calendar and just do it regularly, over time, it actually does shape you and form you and bear fruit. And so all we've done is to say, hey, let's record this. Let's do it frequently on this rhythm. And then let's just do it for long enough that we can talk about whatever we want to talk about. So I agree with you, because it's, what's funny is like, this time on Wednesdays in my calendar is just like, oh, it's Wednesday conversation. This is what I, that's what's in my calendar. But having that time there for 10 years has produced 500 episodes worth of material, a few hundred of which might even be pretty decent.
Yeah.
So hopefully. So yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
But I think it's a testimony to just what doing something repetitively can accomplish over time. What do they say? There's a line: you underestimate what you can do in a year, or you overestimate what you can do in a year, and you underestimate what you can do in 10 years or something like that. Yeah. Hmm. That's kind of what we're living right now. Yeah. 500 episodes in 10 years. Bethany, we started numbering the episodes in 2020. Mm-hmm. Did I ask you, hey, Bethany, just go back and figure out what episode we're on starting now?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how that
is. The answer was we were on episode 274 because we'd done 5 years of, and I was like, Bethany, we have 5 years of content. It feels like we probably need to start numbering these so we can just refer easily to like, what episode are we talking about? And so I think you had to go back and hand count through.
I did.
How many of these have we done?
Yeah. I felt like I became very well acquainted with every episode.
And indeed, oftentimes what happens for me, once we talk about something, I just sort of move on from it because I just think like, well, I talked about that. So I can't remember like, oh yeah, when did we have, was that like 20, was that like last year or was that like 9 years ago? Because I just think, oh, we did a podcast on that. I don't remember when it was. So I have this problem that people will say, oh yeah, you said this thing about that. And I will go like, I don't know. Did I say that? That doesn't sound familiar.
I try to close my eyes and which room were we in when we talked about that?
Right.
And try to figure it out.
It's always good if you agree with what you had said.
Yeah.
You know, that's always helpful.
I'm like, tell me what I said so I can see if I still think that. What are the rooms? Remind us of the settings, Chris, since you've been here. Were you in the closet with us or had we moved
out
by then?
Because by the time we got here, you had just moved into Birch Street.
Mm. Oh,
so
yeah.
So whatever first.
We had two or three spots at Birch Street.
Yeah. You were in like the downstairs. When I came on staff, you guys were in the downstairs, like the old cry room or whatever.
In the middle of
that's
the
what
hallway.
It was called, right?
Yeah.
Very echoey.
That's right.
Yeah, we had the cry room, and then we went upstairs to the corner office for a hot minute.
Yeah, we did briefly.
Was that Justin's old
didn't
office?
Didn't work.
Justin's old office. And then we moved down to the stage with the giant carpet curtains.
The stage above the secret baptistry.
Yeah, we were just like sitting on a trap door, basically, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I do.
That the sewage backed up into one time.
Yes, it did.
I remember we were like, oh, something smells. And I, at that point, was spending a lot of time on that stage recording the Daily Liturgy podcast.
That's right.
And I was like, guys, I think it's the baptismal. And somebody was like, no, there's like a dirty diaper somewhere. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure it's the baptismal. And
Beth, somebody like, lifted I smell it up. This all day.
And
there's
sure enough.
There's just a dirty diaper just laying around.
I don't know how it's going to translate over our headphones and into the podcast, but I do have a clip of how echoey the rooms were at Birch Street. And it happened to be tied with a special announcement we were making
at the
time.
That's been in the works for the last couple of years. And today we're looking forward. We're going to just chit-chat. We're going to banter about what God is doing and what God might be doing in the future.
The big thing is we're planting a church in Bellevue.
What?
Yeah. First City Church.
The wow, audio, that was echoey.
That was
the worst audio I've heard in a while.
That was...
Was Chris on that episode?
Yeah,
was that him saying yeah in the background?
So that was... We had done two episodes, a decade looking back.
Oh, that's right.
And a decade looking forward, what we were hoping and expecting God to do over the next 10 years. And that episode was the announcement of First City's church.
Wow. Yeah. Man. Well, it kind of fits, you know, when you're first planting a church,
everything's
kind of rough and tumble. And then you mature.
A lot of cinder block.
Yeah. Cinder block. I mean, if you record a podcast in your bathroom, it would sound like this, that kind of vibe.
Yeah. I cut my teeth on podcast audio on the Wednesday conversation, trying to troubleshoot everything.
If you can fix podcast audio, you can fix almost anything, right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
I want to walk through the list of all the people that I can remember who have been guests on the Wednesday conversation. It's a couple pages.
Wow.
Wow. Really?
I'll list them for you. I want to know who your favorite guest was.
Are you going to put Bethany on the list?
She was a guest before. No.
She was a guest, but then what was her first actual episode? Like
the LuLaRoe episode.
But when did she come on as like a co-host?
Oh, that's a good question.
It was 2018. It was when Mike went on sabbatical.
Oh, that's right.
Because, and then
You came back and we were like, why don't we just like go alternate. Every other.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Here are all the guests that have appeared on the Wednesday Conversation. Gary Nebaker and Josh Eggerson in 2014. I think Gary Nebaker was an occasional guest. We brought him on every once in a while.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think, you have some audience. You have some Gary.
Let's revisit Gary here a little bit. Yeah. This is from his, I believe, the Spiritual Dryness episode. If you haven't gone back and listened to Gary's episodes, they're gold.
They are like, solid gold.
Gary's a treasure. Listen to this.
Sometimes I've experienced this in the care of souls, that somebody coming out of an addictive lifestyle will suddenly get a great buzz from Jesus.
Time for addicted to Jesus again? Huh? No. Come on? No, okay.
No.
And it's like, man, give me some of that Epistle of Hebrews. Man, it's good stuff. Man, Calvin's Institute. Thomas Merton.
Oh, that's amazing.
Here, so you didn't see the other day, you made like the taking a big puff of something
let's
sound.
Should not do that.
Chris is just egging him on.
Yeah. That's awesome. All right, so 2015, we had Scotty Smith for a couple episodes.
Oh, yeah.
2016, we introduced Neil Kwiatkowski and Ryan Meyer on this podcast. 2017, we had Greg Dahman, that was a story of addiction recovery. That was a really fun interview.
Was that like a Zoom?
Yeah, I did it over Zoom. They were already living somewhere else, but I asked him if he would tell his story. Jen Newman for like five or six episodes.
That was contraception episodes.
Yeah, man. Reproductive.
The whole series.
Yeah, that was an interesting series. James K.A. Smith.
Yep.
2017 and 2018.
Love James.
Big time.
Eric Raymond, 2017 and 2019. In 2018, we had Valentine, church planter, John Stark from New York City, and our friend Jen, who came on to talk about her story of sexual assault in her history. That was sort of during the Me Too moment, and we wanted to bring her on to sort of talk through her journey and how Jesus had redeemed that part of her story, which was really a beautiful interview. 2019, Kristen Jensen, the author of Good Pictures, Bad Pictures, which was a book for kids trying to guard them against pornography. Femi from Nigeria, and Jake Meter in 2019. Mm-hmm. 2020, Matt Cruz, Brian Key, Virgil Walker, Kevin Estep. 2021, Dane Ortland, Doug Logan. 2023, James Eglinton. That's probably going to be your favorite, Chris.
Yeah, I loved that episode. That was so much fun.
Wow. Hold on.
Wow. Whoa. He's being passive aggressive.
Yeah, that's totally a Bob Inc. reference.
There's a story there, Chris.
Well,
I feel it.
First of all, ask Bob whose idea it was to ask James to be on the podcast.
Hey, Bob, whose idea was it to have James on the podcast?
You know what, Mike? That was Chris's idea.
Oh.
And second of all, James happens to be the foremost Bob Inc. scholar. And whose favorite theologian? Is my favorite theologian is who? Remind me, Mike.
Taylor Swift.
Ooh.
Hey, Mike. Hey,
second
Mike.
Favorite theologian.
Hey, Mike.
Give
ask Chris
that Bob Inc.
Ask Chris Hellman if he wanted to return from sabbatical just for that episode, or if he wanted to stay on sabbatical.
I might have debated that.
Did you want to return?
I might have debated that. That might have been worth it.
Chris was so mad because I was like, "Dude, you're on sabbatical. What do you want me to do?" Sorry,
I understood, but I do,
so
there's a part of me that's still.
So you were not on this episode.
No.
And your hero was here.
He's still
or not here, but was on the pod.
The guy who knows the most about my favorite theologian.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing. I was down with Bob Inc. before it was cool.
You
down
were.
With Bob Inc.?
Don't you have like a photo of him in your house?
I had Bob Inc.'s album before anybody else did.
So
Chris is doing that.
But I am happy that you got to interview him, Bob.
Chris is like that guy going like, I had Bob Inc. on vinyl before you guys had CDs. Yeah.
And Johan Verster, 2024. So of all those guests, and I might have missed a few, you guys mentioned that we had Carly on. I know there's people that I've missed in the list, but of those, who do you think was your favorite guest?
I mean, the person I thought of first was Gary. Like, honestly, like his episodes on spiritual formation and just spiritual dryness and him talking about,
Thomas Merton.
I frequent those episodes. I loved the perspectives that he would bring.
My favorite episode before you even went through the list, my favorite guest, I should say, is James K. Smith. Mm. Yeah. Mostly, it probably wasn't even like the content of the episode, but it was just the whole, those few days were just, they were just, I learned a lot. It was a ton of fun.
He is very hangable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember one of those episodes you guys recorded and you have like a window open and you could hear birds yes. chirping outside. I was editing it and I was like, so
where
nice.
Was that at?
It was at Burt Street in the, okay. in the upstairs office.
The ground war room.
Mm, yeah.
I remember when Scotty Smith was here, because that's when I was doing the church planning residency, and just his kindness and just wisdom and being a guy that's just kind of starting out in ministry and about ready to plant, just learned a lot from just being around him. Yeah. So it was fun.
Do you wear Birkenstocks?
Never caught the Birkenstocks.
With socks?
With socks.
Never.
That's what everybody does now. Dusty said that's cool again.
I did it the other night.
Apparently it is.
But Sophie Thune pointed it out.
Yeah, she was like, Dusty, you're wearing socks and stocks. That's what they're saying.
I just had to own it because I was out in public. You know, but usually you keep that at home.
I do have to say though, my favorite guest of all time is probably when my wife was on.
Oh,
so that was I thought that was fun. Cool. That was fun to be able to talk.
I forgot she's not even on here.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I literally went by hand through 10 years of episodes. And so if it wasn't in the description, I probably was like,
One was. When we were on sabbatical, you guys recorded one about counseling and community that
Wasn't there.
Dusty wasn't there either. You guys got in trouble for that. And so
what do you mean we got in trouble?
Well, I heard there was a lot of people were giving you a hard time about things you said.
On the street, you got in trouble.
I love when we do podcasts and then Dusty and Chris have to clean up the mess.
We're aware.
So what episodes did you guys, Bob and Chris, get arguments? Into arguments. I remember a couple times where you guys disagreed and it was just like a prominent disagreement.
Well, one of our major theological disagreements is whether or not Jesus went to hell when he died.
Okay. Sent to the dead.
Yeah. That was a fun one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There was some Bovink banter a little, or Bovink would surface some things.
Once in a while, we kind of banter about baptism,
kind of
veiled baptism jokes.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Like passive aggressive
like
baptism
being
jokes.
A closet paedo Baptist.
Yeah. Not anymore. Oh,
like that. Okay. Out of the closet now.
We started this podcast in a closet and here we are. We're all out now. What is the most memorable episode? Do you have an episode that's like, oh, this one stands out in my mind, either because it was provocative, because there was an argument, because I learned something, because it was an interesting, topic? What's the thing that stands out most?
I have one, but it's not for any of those things.
Good. I want to know what it is.
Maybe my favorite episode. And it was, I think we were at Burt Street and we recorded it. We had Justin Curtis as a guest. It was the first of two episodes on faith and work. And it may have actually been like our first snack episode. Because
was that the popcorn episode?
Yeah. Somebody had sent a box of all those flavors of popcorn. And we asked Mike to sit in on that episode. And sit off mic and just eat the popcorn and then pop in to tell us what his favorite flavors were.
That was a funny episode. I do recall that.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Going through these old episodes, I realized that some of my best contributions was just like saying nonsense, as you'll hear in this clip.
Another Wednesday conversation. Yeah, if anybody's selling Dorito LuLaRoe pants... Please Mike, email me. Like,
would you wear them if I bought them for you?
I probably can't afford them. Do not tempt me.
Aren't they like $89 for a pair?
It depends on if the consultant's going out of business or not, because they can discount them.
A discount.
Yeah.
Discount Dorito pants.
Wow.
There it is.
Wow. Discount Dorito pants. That's a great line.
The episode I come back to often is the three stages of discipleship, where you guys talk about Ronald Rohrheiser's book, Sacred Fire. Turned 40 a year ago. Constantly just revisiting that content to just see where am I at in life and what do I need to grieve? What do I need to look forward to? What do I need to work on? And it's an episode I constantly give out to pastors who are asking or individuals in our church who are saying like, hey, how do I process this stage of my life?
I was literally talking about that to a guy today. So I would just say anything that we've done on like spiritual formation or we did some recap stuff like after men's retreats or after gospel community training stuff or some of those episodes were better than any of the training we ever did because we had reflected on it and like, wow, I wish I would have said it this way or said this thing or added this. And so as I look back, besides journeying through all of the Bovink book or a lot of the other articles that we've done, anything really on like marriage or parenting, spiritual formation, that is, that just, I get really excited about those things.
Chris, you got one?
I don't know, man. That's a good question.
Every episode is your favorite. Yeah.
I would probably have to go back and think about that a little bit. For me, the episodes when I think I'm like driving home and I'm like, that was a fun episode, is when we do just the seamlessness of, I think, kind of making silly comments, but then also I think more profound comments and insights. And you know, some of our episodes are, we get to things better than other times. But
you're,
I think,
saying
when we,
not every episode is an A+.
Yeah. I mean, go back at some of those early episodes and they're pretty, I think, a hit or miss. I think we have gotten better.
Pushing a rope.
You do this for 10 years and I think you just, I think our consistency is more consistent now. But I think the fun part of this is when the conversation is flowing in such a way that it's, you know, we're hitting on the substance of things we want to talk about, but we're also, you know, bantering and just that natural kind of give and take. I think those are, when that happens, I can, you know, when I'm driving home, I'm like, man, that was a lot of fun. And also I think helpful.
My favorite episode was when we said Bethany wasn't going to be on the podcast anymore.
Yeah.
Because of why we were saying it.
Oh, that's sweet.
I mean, it was not news to anyone but our listeners at that point, because we in the room knew, but man, that was fun.
Oh.
What do you mean? Moment. To the listeners that don't understand what you're
she
talking about.
She was pregnant and was getting ready to have a baby. And
yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah. So we were like, hey, Bethany is not going to be on the podcast anymore. And here's why. Because she's going to raise a child. And
yeah. That was also like, that was the episode on healing too, right? Yeah. Which was,
yeah,
looking back now, that's a pretty great episode.
Best reason to bail.
Yeah. I have a question, and it is, are there any episodes that you guys are just like, wow, I can't believe we actually recorded an entire podcast episode about that?
That's like, awesome. What a great question.
Like,
yes.
We did that, then we went there. Yeah.
Or I remember somebody sent us an email once that was like, should I listen to Taylor Swift?
Yeah,
and we were like, let's answer that question.
Yeah. We give the people what they want.
That's right. Give the people what they want. I frequently probably feel like, there's one out of 10 podcasts. I'm like, yeah, I can take that or leave it. But it's hard for me because I try to, once we decide to do an episode, I'm just like, well, I just want to think about that as best we can. So,
yeah.
Once we've made the decision to talk about it, then I'm just into like, what can we say that's interesting?
Yeah.
But I agree with Chris that there's probably a bunch of episodes where I'm just like, yeah, that wasn't our best work.
Well, at the very beginning, we used to just like the day before or even that morning be like, what are we talking about?
You know? What are we doing today?
Hey, read these three articles in the next hour.
Well, maybe this. Nah. Maybe this. Nah. So like those who have been listening from the beginning, mad props.
Hey, thanks for sticking it out.
Yeah.
It has gotten better.
Didn't we record an episode on like pet ownership?
We did.
We talked a lot about our dogs.
Yeah, we talked about dogs. Because I remember, I think I was sick or something because you guys like, I was in my basement and you like connected through the phone. So
that's right. Yeah. We did. I'm trying to think of a good answer to your question. Nothing comes to mind of like, oh, I wish we hadn't done that one. But is there one for you where you're like, yeah?
I mean, the Taylor Swift one, I'm kind of like,
yeah, why did we talk about that?
it also brought some, you know, lightheartedness to like, let's think about this kind of silly question, but, you know, maybe people need to learn how to be a little bit more discerning in what they're listening to or, yeah.
I think what sticks out to me is the fact that not the topic of contraception, but six episodes.
Oh my gosh. Does a lot of
episodes. We need to do six episodes.
Pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
A lot of episodes.
I look back on some of the emails I received over when I was receiving those emails.
What's the worst, most confusing or odd email you've received?
A couple stick out. Well, one was no name, no greeting, but just vasectomy. Let's discuss. Coming out of the contraception episodes. Wow. So many emails that were that just subject line was contraception episode and feedback based on those. Had one guy email in and say, I have to max out my phone and my stereo volumes with the windows down in the car to be able to faintly hear your voices, which, you know, we fixed post. We tried to record things at a higher volume, but I was just confused by the guy who was trying to listen to the Wednesday conversation with all of his windows down. trying to hear us over.
You don't do that?
I mean, so he put his windows down to hear us
just better.
Wow. No, I get that because I want to drive when the weather's nice. Yes. I want to drive with all my windows down. And if I can't hear your podcast, then it kind of makes me mad.
So good feedback. But I was just like, roll your windows up. But
so when we say email us at podcast@cdomaha.com, I mean, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. Another email that I found was in some episode, it was revealed that some of us had done cross stitching.
Not it.
Some
not
previous
it.
Why?
It was not. I don't think I've ever done cross stitching.
If it's none of you guys, then I'll let you deduct from there. Listener Matt sent me a photo of his childhood cross stitch because he resonated with that revelation. So it was me. I was the one cross stitching when I was a kid.
Good job, Mike.
Wow.
Love that for you.
I mean, The funnest thing about this podcast is like we really will talk about whatever our listeners want us to talk about. But there's a few emails we've got. I'm just like, yeah, we're not going to do that. It's not a good topic.
Well, so you I just can't get into it.
Some people just rant in their emails.
Yeah,
to
some
us.
People's emails are basically just like, hey, here's what I think about that. And basically, if what you want me to do is read your email on the air, which I'm not going to do, because then you become an editorializer instead of a questioner. But it is funny that there's, I just basically tell Mike, hey, whatever emails we get, just send them along so we can think about whether we want to do them. And some of them are just like, I don't understand the question you're asking.
We used to get, when I got the emails, we would occasionally get some that were like, why don't you guys let Bethany talk? And I would reply and be like, this is Bethany. Have you ever talked on a podcast before? It's terrifying. And I am one of those people who will think about what I say for years. So I choose sometimes not to talk. Right.
And we used to say, like, Bethany, you got anything? Like,
and I would
the
just
people
look
don't
at
hear
them.
That because it gets edited. Yeah.
You would edit it out.
I would edit it out.
Yeah, that's true.
We'd be like, Bethany, that was great. And then, like, it would the podcast
wouldn't make
would
it into
drop.
The podcast.
And she edits herself out.
Yep.
Sorry.
That's funny. That's good.
You know, we did record some episodes that never got recorded. So even though this is the 500th episode,
is that like a passive aggressive?
No, 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 no. It's probably like our 512th episode because sometimes we would do a whole pod and then we would be like, dude, we didn't record it.
Or there's a corrupted file or something or a user error, usually on me.
I think we've done at least one where we recorded it fine, but then we were like, nah.
We got 20 minutes into it, and guys are like, nope, start over.
Multiple times.
It's possible sometimes that a podcast is like pushing a rope, and you just decide we're bailing out on this thing. It's just not good.
Yep.
So we have made that decision, not frequently, but a couple times.
Yeah.
And there have been times where I've forgotten to push record.
As have I.
A few years ago, probably we got this nice this podcast equipment sitting in front of me, which has a large button that's bright red.
Red or
that
green.
Says record on it. So it's a little harder to miss when you're not recording than on our old equipment, which was just like, a computer. And sometimes it wouldn't do what it was supposed to do.
Last year, I just came in here and deleted a bunch of episodes.
You just walked in and took out the card and just
not ill-intended at all. Just purely on accident.
But it is not, today's all banter, but sometimes it is like work, man. I mean, there's some like spiritual work involved in this, like especially when that stuff happens or the conversation is just not flowing. And so, yeah, I mean, that's why we pray beforehand and ask the Lord to use it. That was great timing.
It is funny hearing you read the very first podcast and realizing the same exact script is what we use for our intro and outro 10 years later. I wrote that as I thought about what I wanted this podcast to be.
We wrote it together. I think I drafted something for you.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to take all the credit, Mike. We say the goal of this podcast is to equip our own church for discipleship and mission. So the fun thing about this podcast, because people always ask me like, hey, how do you guys decide what to do on there? And the answer is whatever is going to equip our own church for discipleship and mission, or our own church is now that Chris has planted a second one. But I just think of it in terms of that initial vision that Brent had of like, hey, I need you to, I'm driving a truck. Can you give me something to listen to that will help me grow in my faith? So what's easy about that is, and I joke about it sometimes, We're not trying to get any advertisers. We're not trying to make any money. We're not trying to grow any audience. We're not like, we literally just do this podcast because we want to disciple our own churches. If it's helpful to other people, great. I like doing things where it's like, if it's not helpful to other people, oh, well, don't really care because I'm doing it for our church and the people God's called us to shepherd. So I think that's been a fun way to go after it because it just keeps it sort of hopefully authentic in a way that's meaningful to people where we're just trying to talk about actual things that real human beings in our church community are asking and wrestling with.
The beauty of no advertisement is that like right in the moment, it doesn't get interrupted with, hey, this episode is brought to you by Tasty Pizza down the street in Omaha, Nebraska. And then we have to say, welcome back to this award-winning podcast, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. So it is fun to just have 10 years in the books, and I'm looking forward to next week when we do it again.
Are there any cool stories that you guys have heard of people listening to these episodes and like them really?
Can I tell you my favorite story? It freaks me out to this day. There is a child in our church who exists because of this podcast.
Whoa, say more.
It's actually because of those contraception episodes.
Okay.
There's a couple in our church who started coming here. They were convinced they were done having kids. They listened to those episodes, and some of the things we talked about made them realize, actually, we need to be open to having more children. They got pregnant with another child. That child was born. When I went to visit the family in the hospital, they were like, hey, it's actually this child is in our family because the Wednesday conversation made us rethink what we were thinking about our family, which is just like cool. Cause I'm just like, that's like a huge eternal, you know,
discipleship right there.
That's a huge significant thing. Yeah. So that's like a big story that resonates with me. And there's a ton of like smaller places where this podcast, I think, has helped people ask questions, grow, get through challenging seasons in their faith and so forth. I mean, I hear some of those things from time to time from people. And I actually would love to know if you're out there as a listener and you have listened to all 500 episodes, hey, drop us an email. Let us know. I would love to know who's out there that's like, yeah, I've listened to every episode. I don't think there's very many people, but there's probably a few out there that have.
Shout out to Don. I'm pretty sure Don he's up there in the 490s. I'll tell you that.
That away. Good job.
Suzanne shows up, visits her sister and brother-in-law in like Germany or something like that. And he's got the Wednesday conversation on in the car when she gets in. She's like, what is going on? Like, these are my bastards.
That's awesome. Well, it's been a really fun journey. And we just wanted to have a chance on this episode to sort of celebrate a milestone. So for those of you that have been traveling with us for a long time, thanks for being listeners, especially for those of you outside like Camille in Long Island who just, you're somewhere else in the world, what we do benefits you, and you let us know. It's always encouraging to hear that. So thank you. And to you all around the table, thanks for all the time and energy that you guys have invested to invest in making this podcast what it is. It's been a fun journey. And like you mentioned a few minutes ago, Chris, it's just kind of fun rhythm to have in the calendar that allows us to sit down and have meaningful conversations.
The goal of this podcast is to equip our own church for discipleship and mission. So if you're a Christian or church leader in another context, thank you for listening in. And we pray that this conversation might be helpful to you as you start your own podcast.
That away.
And as you minister in your own context. We always love to hear from you, the listeners. So if you have thoughts, questions, or future podcast topic ideas, send us an email, podcast@cdomaha.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next time for another episode of the Wednesday Conversation.